From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive today, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. Well, I don't know about where it is where you live, but here where we are, for us, it is cold. As I am recording this, actually a few days ahead of when it's released, it is very cold, in fact, especially for the part of the world in which we live, in the south, southern part of America. For many of you, you're dealing not just with cold, but you're dealing with snow. Sometimes it gets cold but doesn't snow, that dry air, but sometimes you get cold and you get snow, and kids get excited, but parents sometimes don't, because we have to deal with all the logistics that go along with the snow that comes. As I was preparing for the podcast this week, I noticed some facts about snow. You may find it interesting to know that the average snowflake has 180 billion water molecules in it. You may be interested to know that the snowiest city on average in the United States of America is Rochester, New York. They average 54 inches of snow each year. But here's the fact that I found most interesting. It may tell us a little more about ourselves as a society than we may want to admit. And that is, of course, when we know that there is snow coming, especially specifically when there's a blizzard coming, people go to the store, and the running joke is you buy milk and bread. I never have figured out why you buy milk, especially if the power's about to go out. But the fact of the matter is, the best-selling items when a blizzard is forecast are cakes, cookies, and candy. And that may tell us a little more about ourselves than we want to admit. I mention these facts about snow not just to give you some trivia knowledge, but to introduce a subject this week that I want to consider, and that's the subject of forgiveness. Because you see, the picture of snow is used in the Bible to describe the purity that comes from true forgiveness. Way back in the Old Testament, in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, the prophet said, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." And then he goes on to write, "Though they, that is your sins, are like crimson, they shall become like wool." You know, forgiveness is a beautiful thing. And you see in those word pictures there, true and full forgiveness. And I think sometimes when we consider forgiveness from one to another, it's a beautiful concept, but I sometimes wonder if forgiveness is really given or is really granted. It's very easy to say, "I forgive," or "I forgive you," yet to still hold a very deep, bitter grudge. Forgiveness is not just saying something. It's not just mouthing a few words. Real, true forgiveness takes action. Because what real forgiveness means is that I no longer have the right to use this wrong that you've done against me against you. In other words, a debt has been lifted. I no longer hold it over you. When I say I forgive, and I truly mean it, that means that I'm not going to use this wrongdoing against you again. It's as if it never happened. And that's not to say we don't still learn from it and grow from it, but it's not used against the person anymore. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 has often been described as the love chapter or the chapter on love. It's the great description of that Greek word agape, agape love. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5 ends in the English Standard Version with the words, "Love is not irritable or resentful." But that phrase can also be translated this way: love is not irritable and does not count up wrongdoing. In fact, if you were to study that phrase, you would probably come across some writers who would say that what you could basically put there, if you want to make a modern twist on that phrase, is love keeps no scoreboard. Love says, "I'm not going to hold something against you any longer." Now, since this is a family podcast, I want us to ask in the last couple of minutes here of our devotional for this week, how can this concept of true forgiveness help your family? Well, we all know that everyone is going to do something wrong at times, sometimes intentionally and sometimes unintentionally, but we're all going to do wrong. We're all going to harm one another at times. But too many families are splintered by a spirit of unforgiveness. And there are even many families where someone has said, "I forgive," or "I forgive you," but they still hold that wrong over someone's head. You never know how you're going to be treated when you're around them. You never know what you should say or what you should do because they haven't really forgiven. Oh, they've said the words, and they might smile most of the time, but you know if you make this one particular step that wrongdoing of several years ago is still going to be brought up and used against you. How many marriages could be greatly improved if husbands and wives learned what true forgiveness means? That when I say I forgive you, it means that's not going to be used against you ever again. How many parent-child relationships, really of all ages, even grown children with their parents, could be mended, repaired, if this idea of forgiveness were really brought about and brought to the full? In reality, God is the standard. Yes, we will still pay for our sins sometimes through long-lasting consequences, but when God forgives, there's no longer any stain on our soul. We are, again to go back to that picture of Isaiah 1:18, we are white as snow. It's gone. And that should be the same in our relationship with others, especially those in our home. Those we say we love the most, when we say we forgive, let's make sure that we fully and truly and deeply forgive. I want to thank you for being with us this week for A Legacy of Faith. This is the second one of our shorter podcasts, and we hope that you're enjoying them. We would greatly appreciate it if you would provide us some feedback about the podcast in general, but especially about this little experiment we are doing in the months of January and February to begin. We're having a podcast every week, some of them a lot briefer. But we would like some feedback about that. It would greatly help us. You can send us an email to fawnlegacy@gmail.com. Or you can leave an iTunes review. That helps us not only to get some information, but that actually also helps us in the iTunes search, and we would greatly appreciate that. So if you subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, take just a couple of moments and leave us a review there, a rating there. That helps us a great deal and lets us know that somebody's out there listening. We appreciate you for being with us this week on A Legacy of Faith, and we look forward to being back with you again next week. Remember, your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.